Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just-arrived collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Yeah, it's the 15-minute morning show podcast. There's Froggy and there's Scotty B in Master Control. I love how when we come on, everyone starts sucking in their guts, like sitting up straight, like Scotty just did. There's Gandhi sitting very erect.
Very erect.
Look, Scary's erect.
Hi.
And there's Danielle sitting up, erect. Straight Nate sitting up, looking good. Brody looks about the same.
Yep, kind of schlumpy.
Yeah. You look fine. And there's Garrett just joining us. Hey. Hi, Garrett.
Hello.
Brody's in the den. Hey, Brody, since you come from the world of comedy, and you are a student of comedy especially. Now, of course, with the announcement of Bob Saget's passing yesterday, what does his comedy mean to you?
Well, he wasn't afraid to push the envelope. I mean, I saw him live a bunch of times, and he just said things that were offensive, but they were funny, right? Like, he didn't care if you laughed at him or not. He didn't care if you were offended or not. He came from a time when comedy was about making people laugh and not worrying about offending people. And he was just carefree on stage. Like, he just had a ball up there. You could see how much he loved what he was doing as he was saying horrifically offensive things.
Right.
He was having fun. And it's difficult to capture that at comedy clubs now because people are so worried about offending the audience that they kind of tiptoe.
Right. You know, and this guy's been around for a while. He's been doing this a long time. And there's a lot to be said for that, being out on the road. He's still out on the road where, of course, he passed away. He was in Jacksonville, last night or the night before, actually?
Saturday night.
And then over to Orlando, and that's where he passed away. You know, I was watching an interview. I think it was on CBS Sunday Morning this past weekend. I don't know if you saw it. They were talking to TikTok comedians. Comedians on TikTok, the ones who have like millions and millions of followers. And they're talking about the difference between being a comedian doing video versus a comedian on a stage where you could live or die right there. You know if you're doing well, and you know if you're not because you have that live audience. And he definitely proved you can be around for a long time, right?
Yep.
It was to you, Brody.
Absolutely. He was doing stand-up comedy before he was on Full House. And, you know, most comics, like athletes, they get a couple of good years and they're done. Times change, comedy changes. The fact that he's been able to do comedy for as long as he has, you're talking about 30 years, at least, probably more than 30 years, where you can come up with new material, keep it relevant. It's quite an accomplishment.
I mean, talk about comedy, watching Garrett wrestle with that microphone's a lot of fun.
The microphone's winning.
Out of everyone on this show, Gandhi, are you like the closest to the age of person who would be totally affected by Full House?
Oh, I mean, totally.
We all watched it, but we all were at different stages in our lives.
No, but like Full House to a lot of my friends, I mean, it's so close to their hearts that when the reboot came out, oh my God, it was the end of the world. Everybody had to watch it. Aunt Becky being part of that college admissions scandal was nonsense. I mean, it is really ingrained, I think, into a lot of like the souls of my friends. And I know so many people were so sad about Bob Saget yesterday and today.
Does anyone else have something to say about Bob?
Yeah, I mean, he was the TV dad. Like, he was the first guy I remember like watching, like he was not my real dad, but as if like if I was in a TV show, I won't want him as my dad. I mean, from that and then Sunday nights watching America's Funniest Home Videos, before YouTube, if you wanted to see a funny cat video or a kid like hit a dad in the nuts, you would watch America's Funniest Home Videos, you know? And then he was the voice of How I Met Your Mother. Like, he did the whole narration through the whole series of that. And, you know, it was one of those weird moments where it's like, I looked at myself, I was like, crap, I am getting older, you know, got people I watched on TV are starting to pass away and I'm getting older, so.
Well, wait till you're my age. I'm telling you, most of Love Boat, gone.
And you were very upset. You were upset.
Charo is still around, if you even know who that is. But
Gilligan's Island, they're all gone right now.
Gone. I just got really, really sad.
Oh, one's left, Danielle.
When I saw his post on Instagram yesterday morning at 4 a.m., when he's talking about the Ponte Vedra show he did in Jacksonville, he just said, I love tonight's show. Really nice audience, lots of positivity. And then he goes on to just pretty much say how he feels invigorated by doing this, and he can't wait to continue this tour for 2022. So it's like the exact opposite just happened 12 hours later. That's the thing that got me.
That freaks me out, too, because then I start digging around and I go down that rabbit hole where how did he not know it was going to happen? Like, you don't know you're going to... Like, it just freaks me out. Like, what was the last post? And what was the last person he talked to? And did they have any idea? And was he... Like, I just get all crazy because in my mind, the fact that you're there and you're talking about your future and then a couple of hours later, you're not here, baffles me. I'm like, how do we not know? It just... crazy to me.
Rather than let it baffle you, also let it excite you about knowing that this could be it today. Right. Your day. I'm not saying that to be, I don't want to be, you know, Dr. Death here, but, you know, it's so easy for someone to say, oh my God, live every moment to the fullest because, you know, you never know.
But you should.
And then before you know it, you're out there going, well, another fucking day.
Yeah.
And then it could be gone. It's
true.
Think about that one person, like if they just disappeared today.
Oh my
with
gosh.
No explanation whatsoever. Of course, we don't know what the explanation is with Bob Saget, and we'll find out soon, I guess.
Right.
I was just kind of annoyed because I was always sending videos into America's Funniest Home Videos, and ours just made it on when Tom Bergeron took over, so we just missed the Bob Saget year, so we didn't get the goofy commentary.
Well, you know, Bob...
So the story's about you, Scott.
Well,
the real tragedy here.
Yeah, the real tragedy here is you didn't get your video announced by Bob Saget.
Can we get Allie to put that on the Elvis Duran Show Instagram account that it's about Scott today?
You should. I got it, Scott.
Scotty, what videos did you send in?
It was the one when Ashley farted on command in the bathtub.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
If only Bob Saget had been there for that.
He would have made voices of the bubbles.
That's right.
All right. So anyway, the passing of Bob Saget and, of course, Sidney Poitier, which I got to tell you, what an actor. What a story. Jeez. And, of course, Betty White.
Mm-hmm.
Betty White was 99 years old, and we needed at least 15 more years out of her.
Yeah,
isn't that
at
funny?
Least.
You know, how selfish of us.
Yeah.
She was ready to rest. All right. What else do you want to talk about?
Did you see the photo that Hugh Jackman posted with Sidney Poitier? It's like one of those like celebrity dinners. It's Gayle King, Oprah, Sidney, John Travolta, Kelly Preston, Barbara Streisand. It's like that's a normal dinner. Like that's like us like hanging out with friends. Here we go.
A combination. It's like an acid trip.
Wow.
Well, you know what? Let's talk about that. Let's say that you are a superstar, like most of those are. Like, I guess do those happen every night? Do they hang out
like every Tuesday?
Or is it just when they do, it's very unique, and so they take a picture of it and they float it out there? I don't know.
And to them, they're just other people. Like, they don't look at I don't think they look at it the same way.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Like, you know, it's crazy.
Well, they're coworkers, right?
They're
in the city. Like, we hang out with radio people, they hang out with TV people.
I don't know if you've ever listened to the Smartless podcast. It's Jason Bateman, Will Arnett, and Sean Hayes.
Two of them are very good.
Okay, I'll let you decide which two. But there are three actors, very successful in their own right. But each podcast, they talk about, it was great hanging out with you guys last night. And then they'll have somebody like Jennifer Aniston. And they'll talk about, oh, my God, dinner was so great the other night. And they're all talking about their lives and hanging out with one another. And it's just crazy for me to think that all of these actors are just friends. You know, it just... You kind of think everybody in that world just hangs out by themselves, but no, they're talking about, I saw your daughter at school the other day. She's looking great. You know, I picked up my daughter and, you know, she's going to have a sleepover tonight, right, Jason? And like, yeah.
Wow.
Just amazing.
But think of that with the kids, too. Like, it's Beyonce to us, but to Blue Ivy, it's mom.
Right, yeah.
Like, and she's not cool. You know what I mean? Like, that's so crazy to me. Yeah. I'm like, do you know who your mom is? Like, you know, it's like,
I get that.
I always wondered if actors from sitcoms, like sitcom families and groups, all hung out together, you know, when while the show was not on or whatever the case. And I found out that sometimes it was true. That old Carol Burnett show. So several years ago, I was in Los Angeles, and the people were like, oh, my God, Carol Burnett is in there with the cast of her show with Harvey Korman and Vicki Lawrence at this place called Dan Tana's, which is this crusty Italian place. And I'm like, oh, my God, I was starstruck. I saw them, and they were all sitting at the table like they would be in these sketch shows that they were
on.
That's
probably the first time they'd seen each other in 30 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was crazy. They were all there. Know.
Where's that picture of the superstar picture from Sidney Poitier
right here.
And Hugh Jackman? Who else is in there? Oprah Winfrey.
Barbara Streisand.
Barbara Streisand. Travolta. Do you think maybe Carrot Top was there and they asked him to take the picture?
Yeah.
Hey, can you get this of us?
Yeah.
Here, Carrot. Thanks.
Here, Carrot.
You take the
picture. Mr. Top.
Quincy Jones is in there too.
Oh, see? No, you didn't. No, see, Quincy, you'd want him in the picture.
Mm-hmm.
But Carrot, do you take the picture?
But as Nate was talking about too, Ed Sheeran did that recently too, where he was talking about coming doing the Jingle Ball shows, and the first one he did was out in Los Angeles. And he goes, oh yeah, I'm staying at Courtney's house. And to us, we're like, Courtney who? He's like, Courtney Cox. like it's no big deal. Like, he's sleeping over Courtney Cox's house because they're best friends.
Wait, he did?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Wow. And you know, who was it he used to stay with when he first started out? Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx, yeah.
Yeah, he used to sleep on Jamie Foxx's couch. Like, Jamie Foxx let him
happen?
Crash there.
That's
right?
So
like, how
crazy.
Does that happen?
Surely Jamie Foxx had a bedroom. I don't know. Ed seems like a couch sleeper.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, what else?
Hey, back to this Beanie Baby thing.
Okay.
I just Googled Beanie, like, most expensive Beanie Baby.
Yeah.
On Etsy right now, rare original Princess Diana TY Beanie Baby mint condition. Anybody want to guess the price?
No, just give it.
25 grand.
$53,551.
But it doesn't mean it's going to sell for that. Yeah.
I think they said that was the one that was the most expensive, most sought after, least replicated Beanie Baby of all of them.
Here's what I want to know. If you're the kind of person who collects Beanie Babies, what do you do for a living that you have $53,000 to buy one?
You know what's another?
Well, no, but it's different things. You collected Beanie Babies when they came out and they were nothing. It's another thing when they're worth $50,000. That's a
and
collection.
You buy.
You can collect
I understand
anything.
Why the nerds have them, but why would Jeff Bezos want to buy one? Like the people.
Now it's prestige. It's like a gold egg. Like, I mean, if you have it at this point.
Hello.
I don't think Jeff Bezos wants that.
But you know what's weird? Speaking of Beanie Babies and things selling online, things that are starting to go trend upwards of selling are VHS and video games that are still in the wrapper. So people are buying them for thousands of dollars, VHS and video games. Like, imagine buying a video game, you know, as a teenager, not opening it, and then sitting on it for 20 years.
No. Hoarding is paying off, everybody.
Right. Hoarding. It is.
Well, we have a six-pack of Billy Beer. Do you know what that is?
Yes.
I don't
know. What is that? I have no idea.
I'm surprised you guys know what Billy
Carter, his brother, right?
Who?
Yeah, President
Jimmy
Carter.
Jimmy Carter's brother.
President Jimmy Carter had this crazy hick brother, Billy Carter. And everyone made fun of him and everything he said. That for some reason, the press loved going to him to get quotes from him because he just said the most hick things ever. So someone came up with Billy Beer.
Yep.
And it sold. It was like a minute, you know. Then it disappeared. I still have a six pack of that somewhere.
Huh?
You should try to sell it. See what you can get for it.
I don't know. No one wants Billy Beer.
Maybe trade it for a Beanie Baby.
But I do think about. I do have a box full of Beanie Babies, and it's an old box of Beanie Babies. Ooh. I have no idea what's in there.
Maybe you have one of the rarities.
Can we go through it on the air? Like, I feel like maybe you're sitting on a gold mine.
Yeah, you have to. There has to be one.
Dude, I bet you have. Do you have Valentina the Bear or Hippity the Rabbit?
I have no idea what I have.
Elvis, let's give away your Beanie Babies as prizes. We're so desperate at times for prizes.
Yeah, no. No way.
The free Beanie Baby phone tap.
What's funny to me is imagining late 90s Elvis, like, searching for Beanie Babies.
No, I never searched for them. No, you just got them because
you
was
just
a
got
gift,
them.
And a listener sent it, or
listener
it was
sent
a
it.
Stocking.
You know what I found
Christmas?
In my basement the other day? Beavis and Butthead comic book number one. You think that's worth anything?
I don't know.
That's worth something.
Yeah. I had a subscription.
Nah.
I would sit on that.
By the way, if you want a six pack of Billy Beer on eBay right now, $15.
Yeah.
Elvis.
That's about 100 times
and
more
it comes
than it
with Billy.
Yeah, Billy. Billy will deliver it to your house. Anyway, so there's that. We've covered a lot of stuff today.
We did. And it's a Monday, too. Normally, it's just like, all right, we're done in 2 minutes.
Yeah, that'll be tomorrow. time, Frog.
You got 20 seconds left.
That's it?
Yeah.
Wow. Hey, does anyone have a final thought? Final thoughts. Froggy, thought.
Go find you some new bananas today and enjoy those new bananas.
Scotty B, thought.
Go sleigh riding when you can, because we did it over the weekend and it was glorious.
All right, if you're living in Miami, go do that. Hey, Danielle, thought.
Try a new recipe if you're bored and you need something to do.
Excellent ideas. Scary, thought.
Get some rest.
You
get
all
some
this time. Sleep.
Hold on, get some rest.
Take a nap today for a half hour.
There you go. Gandhi, thought.
Go Dogs. Tonight is the college national championship game, and I would like Georgia to win.
Roll
Don't
tide.
Say anything, Froggy.
Roll Tide. Roll
Tide. Garrett, last thought.
Send me your Beanie Babies.
All right. Brody, what's your last thought?
Laugh at jokes. You will be a happier person. Stop being offended.
Very good idea.
Oh, there you go.
Straight one. Nate, what's your thought?
If you're watching Witcher Season 2, can you DM me and tell me what the hell is going on?
A bunch of people texted in. Scroll down.
Okay, I will.
May I give my final thought?
What's your final thought?
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah! Cool. Happy Monday!
I'm offended.
Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
From BBC Radio 4. Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.